This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Anxiety BC is a non-profit organization which was started in 1999 by a group of concerned consumers, family members, and professionals who work to increase awareness about anxiety disorders, promote education of the general public, affected persons, and healthcare providers, and increase access to evidence-based resources and treatments. Arto Tienaho is Executive Director of Anxiety BC. He joins us on the phone from Vancouver. Welcome back to People First Radio, Arto.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Arto, how has Anxiety BC changed over the past decade? And I guess what I'm reaching for here is perhaps a little look at what some of the challenges are here now in 2010, about 10 years after the organization was formed.
Well, there's definitely been some changes in the approach on how we can effectively get our message and some of this information across to the public, because as you are well aware of as well, technology has changed so dramatically that the ways we were able to get our information to people were somewhat limited with information sessions or printing out multitudes of pamphlets. Over the past 3 years, we have changed our approach and taken that information and added to it to develop a very comprehensive self-help-based cognitive behavioral therapy website. And the results from the visits and the amount of people utilizing the site are dramatic.
Now, we were speaking a few moments ago with Melissa Robichaud, who is your director of programs, and she described cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, as, I guess you might say, the gold standard or the most effective approach. Was that the case 10 years ago, and is it still the case now?
Well, I'm not a psychologist myself. I came to the organization as an anxiety sufferer right from childhood. So as far as the development of CBT, I know there is a real lineage and a history behind it, and even to this day that they're still looking at some of the evidence behind it, looking at all of the individual sections that make up CBT and constantly refining it. So as far as sort of clearly stating sort of where it came from, I wouldn't be able to answer that effectively.
Arto, Anxiety BC was part of an effort in 2001 to create a provincial anxiety disorders strategy.
Yes.
And I accessed that on your website this morning. What has happened since that strategy was created? Has it been implemented?
Well, the strategy, I wasn't with the organization at the time, but my thoughts are that with any other strategy, that at least the information is getting out there and there is a certain level of participation in creating these strategies. So even if the overarching goals were not met, that at least an effort was put forward towards some common interest going into that. As we know, with politics in the province as well, that things change, agendas change based on what's going on in the province, whether it's crime prevention or other things, that it's quite often difficult to implement some real critical areas, especially in mental health, and have them seen to fruition. But there is a mental health plan that we've heard about, a 10-year mental health plan that has, I don't know if it's out there in print yet, but that there is an effort towards a more current type plan.
What can you tell us about the mix of programs offered by Anxiety BC?
Well, as Dr. Robichaud pointed out, all of our information is based in anxiety disorders. So the things on the website are designed for adults and children that are dealing with anxiety or anxiety disorders from all of the different disorder headings, social anxiety, generalized anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder. All of the disorders have their own areas on the website, and there are also downloadable worksheets and things like that. We also, as we have our workshop coming up in Victoria this weekend, that's another means of us getting out and actually meeting people face-to-face and having an opportunity to sort of get the pulse of the area as well and what the needs and demands are. We've also been creating full-length self-help DVDs on particular subject matter, and our separation anxiety disorder DVD, which is 52 minutes long with an additional 30 minutes of questions and answers, was produced with psychologists in the whole process, from writing the scripts to being involved in the filming to being in the editing room, and we're very happy with the feedback we've been getting. We've disseminated the separation anxiety DVD to all of the children and youth mental health teams with MCFD in the province. We've made them available to the Canadian Mental Health Branch offices. And just recently, I was able to get the DVDs to a major distribution center for the public libraries in the province. So it's my hope that these resources will be available to anybody that's interested in getting access to them.
Ardo, we just have a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, and perhaps you want to direct people to the source for resources and any other thoughts you might have.
Yes. Well, I have to say CBT does work, and I am an example of that. I grew up as an anxious child. All of the stories that I've been sort of hearing from parents and things like that really resonate. It wasn't until I was an adult that I was able to get treatment, because at that time they weren't aware of exactly how to approach it. So yes, the website is a great place to get information. It's there 24/7. And the new cognitive behavioral therapy section that we've got on the website is that first point of contact where it really answers the questions as far as what is CBT, how does it work, and then you can go from there to the actual information.
Thanks very much, Ardo, for taking the time to join us today. It was nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak with you again, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, bye-bye. Ardo Tienaho is Executive Director of Anxiety BC, an organization with programs focused on increasing awareness and promoting education and evidence-based treatments related to anxiety disorders. More information at anxietybc.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.